What does prayer mean to you? Is it something that is tossed to the side? Something that has to wait to the end of the day? Something that you're too busy to do? Is something that is meant to be neglected? Is prayer something that you forget, honestly forget to do? Do you even know the treasure that God has entrusted to you and given to you in the gift of prayer? You know, Jesus prayed, Mary prayed, Joseph and all the angels and saints are still praying. They're interceding for us. They're praying for us because they want us to be where they are, united in prayer to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for all eternity. Do you even know how to pray? Do you even pray at all? Prayer is how God not only communicates himself, but in communication, we simply think of a dialogue. I talk to you and you talk to me. But when we talk about Holy Communion, that is a prayer of God communicating himself. We even talk about those who are preparing to receive Holy Communion for the first time, to enter into that gracious prayer that God has given to us. We call them first communicants because they're communicating to God in a real, true way for the first time. They're entering an everlasting prayer. A prayer where it is a mutual exchange between God and us. God sharing in that prayer his desire for us. God sharing his intention to be in communion with us. God giving us the gift of his sacrifice, of his presence, of his own prayer. God is giving himself in the prayer. And if you're not praying, then you're not receiving him. Prayer is our breath. It's our oxygen. It's the fragrance of God. Prayer is light. Prayer is love. Prayer is communion. And in those readings today, between the first and the last reading, we hear people who don't pray. They're too busy sinning to pray. They're greedy, self-centered, self-absorbed. They're self-reliant. They're selfish. They never pray. And if they do pray, they don't know how to pray in a right way. Today, Paul in the middle is the treasure for us today. Paul says, beloved, beloved, he reminds us who we are. Beloved, to pray with supplications, with petitions, with thanksgiving. But don't just go there. He gets right to the end of it. My wish, my desire, my hope, my intention is that you do this without anger and without arguing. Meaning, when we go to pray to God, we're complaining. That's our prayer. Our prayer is a complaint. How come I don't have this? Why don't you give me that? You don't love me. You don't do what I want you to do. Our prayer is a complaint. And Paul says, no. And not only that, but he says, don't go in there angry. And we think that anger is okay. We think that we can be angry and love at the same time. We believe that our anger is somehow justified. Well, tell me how you feel when you're angry. Tell me about all the love that is surging in your heart when you're angry. Tell me about the words that you use, the blasphemies, the curses. How can anger be something that is good? How can you think that is your prayer, that when you pray to God, you are angry at him? No, prayer is what the church teaches us. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, we hear exactly what Paul is telling us, the type of prayer that is pleasing, most pleasing to God. And it forms the word pact, P-A-C-T. It's an agreement. It's a covenant. It's an alliance with God that he's given us in the waters of baptism when he said, Ephphatha, open your ears to hear my voice, and Ephphatha, open your mouth to proclaim my praise. Hear my voice only and enter into the prayer with a pact. The P stands for petition. Yes, we want God to help us. We need God to help us. But in our own universal prayer in the Mass, we don't only pray for ourselves. We pray for the Pope. We pray for the church. We pray for the world. We pray for peace. We pray for life. But we also pray for conversion. We pray for the sick. We pray for the dead. That is petition, where we're not only praying for ourselves, but we're praying for others and the whole world. The A is adoration. Remember, Jesus said to Mary and Martha to choose the better part, to go sometimes into silence, into God's presence, in silence. As St. John Vianney once again said, when somebody asked him, what do you do in adoration? He says, I just look at him and he looks at me. It's a quiet prayer to simply entrust ourselves, commend ourselves to the heart of Jesus, who is commending and entrusting his heart to us, and us to the Father, and us to the Spirit, and to Mary as well. The C stands for contrition, to truly pray with true and honest contrition, forgiveness for our sins, to be truly sorry for our sins and desire amendment of life, never to sin again. No arguing, no anger, no greed, simply allowing ourselves to say sorry to God for our sins, but also for those of the whole world. The T stands for thanksgiving. That's what Paul is saying. Do you ever pray to God for thanksgiving? Do you ever thank God? And that's what the Eucharist is. Thanksgiving is our prayer to God of thanksgiving. But how many times have you thanked God for the breath we breathe, for the light that we see, for the peace that he gives us when he says, I forgive you? Have we thanked God for the sacraments, for scripture, for the Mass, for this beautiful basilica and shrine? Have we thanked God for our families? Have we thanked God for our friends, for our jobs, for our prayer? Have we thanked God for the gift of prayer and being able to come to him in our own poverty and simply ask him for what we need? Paul is inviting us to consider true prayer from the heart, without anger and without arguing. So today, let us make a pact with God to enter into that prayer, not with arguing and not with anger, but simply with the love in our heart, to make that pact and to pray petition and adoration, contrition, and in thanksgiving, thanking God for this precious gift of prayer.